Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company's management, I would like to welcome you to China Unicom's 2016 annual result presentation. Today, our presentation will be conducted via video conferencing and meet with our investors from Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing. The event will last for about 60 minutes. First, there will be a 20-minute presentation by our management, followed by a 20-minute Q&A session for Hong Kong. And lastly, there will be a 20-minute Q&A session for audience in mainland China. The presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous interpretation. Consecutive interpretation will be available during the Q&A session. During the meeting, please kindly switch your mobile phone to silent mode. First of all, please allow me to introduce the management present today. Mr. Wang Xiaochu, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Liu Yimin, Executive Director and President. Mr. Li Fushan, Executive Director and CFO. Thank you all for coming, and we hope you will find this presentation informative. Now, let's invite Chairman Wang to give an overview of the company's 2016 results. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to discuss with you the 2016 results of China Unicom. In today's presentation, I will report the overall result. And Mr. Liu Yimin and Mr. Li Fushan will discuss the operating and financial performance, followed by the Q&A session. Our 2016 results can be summarized as below. First, the company fully implemented focus strategy to mitigate its underlying shortcomings. Both business and service revenue rebounded. Second, we deeply promoted open cooperation. Fruitful results are gradually emerging. Third, we sharpened our 4G edges and robustly kicked off the transformation in marketing model. Fourth, fast development of innovative businesses and extensive fiber broadband upgrade supported steady growth in the fixed line revenue. Lastly, precise investment fueled substantial network improvement in focused regions, despite huge reduction in CAPEX. Going forward, the company will seize opportunities to promote growth, control costs, and reform mechanism in order to speed up future turnaround. In 2016, the company braved short-term profit pressure and increased cost initiatives as appropriate to drive the gradual turnaround. We achieved initial success in turning around the unfavorable conditions in business development. Service revenue grew by 2.4% to 241 billion. EBITDA was 79.5 billion, down by 9.1%. Net profit was 625 million, down by 94.1%. But it showed significant improvement from the loss of about 3.4 billion ex-tower disposal gain in the second half of 2015. The company will continue to deepen implementation of focus strategy in order to raise profitability. Faced with a tough competitive pressure, the company pushed forward a new development strategy centered on focus, cooperation, and innovation, striving to mitigate its underlying shortcomings. both business and service revenue rebounded. With the turnaround in business and revenue, profit also begins to rebound. In January and February this year, the company achieved around 460 million in net profit. The average monthly net profit represents about 50% growth over the first quarter last year. In 2016, the company deeply promoted open cooperation to facilitate the improvement in network quality, development capability, and cost efficiency. Fruitful results are gradually emerging. During the year, the company's strategic cooperation with China Telecom has made good progress. About 70,000 base stations and 16,000 kilometers of transmission fiber cable have been co-built and shared. The two companies also jointly promoted 6-mode all-network access handsets and unified the standard for 4K smart set-top boxes, etc. Meanwhile, the company actively promoted sharing of basic telecommunications infrastructure in the industry, strengthened cooperation with private capital on local access in southern China, and launched innovative collaboration with internet companies in order to drive win-win development. As edges in network handsets and system platforms are developed, the company kicked off 2I2C marketing campaigns with internet companies in the fourth quarter of 2016. We leveraged the big data analytics and online customer touchpoints to step up efforts in targeted marketing for market subsegments and data traffic operation in order to differentiate our products and development models and achieve win-win-win scenario with our customers and partners. The robust kickoff in 2I2C helps the transformation of our marketing model and will drive scale and profitable development of 4G businesses. By focusing its investment and actively promoting full cooperation and resources sharing, the company's CAPEX substantially reduced to 72.1 billion in 2016. Meanwhile, 4G network coverage, speed, and signal quality have become comparable with the industry in focused regions. All 10 provinces in northern China have achieved all fiber networks with 100 megabits per second access capability generally ready in city areas. Our backhaul also achieved the lowest latency in the industry. In 2017, the company will actively increase network utilization and strictly control investment in low utilization regions to enhance returns. Investment will focus on 4G, broadband, and innovative businesses such as Internet of Things. We will also focus on key regions with high traffic growth and utilization. We will leverage cooperation and high efficiency to achieve network leadership in key regions. At the same time, we will also set aside capital for 5G investment. Taking into account the company's profitability, debt, cash flow level, and capital requirements for its future development, the board resolved not to pay any dividend in 2016. The company will strive to enhance its profits while paving the way for dividend distribution in 2017. With the profound changes in the market environment now, the company has come to a new stage of development with both opportunities and challenges. In 2017, the company will brave itself for difficulties and challenges, seize opportunities, continue to deepen the implementation of focus strategy, and persist in its scale and profitable development. We will promote growth, control cost, and reform mechanism in order to bring revenue growth back to industry average, and significantly enhance profitability, stepping onto the path of healthy development. Next, we will have President Liu Yimin to present the operating performance of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Wang. Now, please allow me to report the operating performance of the company in 2016. This table shows our revenue breakdown and the changes. I will explain in further details in the following. First of all, let us take a look at the mobile business. In 2016, the company focused on 4G business, sped up network enhancement, improved terminal supply, strengthened data traffic operation, and stepped up mutual promotion and coordinated development of integrated offerings. Mobile business achieved turnaround with service revenue growth of 1.7%. Mobile billing subscribers' declining trend was also turned around with net addition of 11.5 million in the year. ARPU was steady with slight increase at 46.4 RMB. By leveraging precise release of data capacity and contents, faster upgrade of 2G and 3G subscribers to 4G, our 4G business ramped up quickly. The number of 4G subscribers saw a net increase of 60.4 million in the year. 4G subscriber DAU was 1.5 gigabytes. 4G subscriber penetration reached 40%, but it still has enormous growth potential ahead. For fixed line business, the company sped up the development of innovative businesses such as IDC, cloud computing, ICT, video, IoT, etc. We actively countered competitive challenges in the broadband markets by enhancing mutual promotion of integrated offerings in fixed line, mobile, and informatization services, and accelerating innovative development in home internet, which effectively offset the declining voice business. Fixed line business maintained a steady revenue growth of 3.7%. Voice revenue percentage decreased to 14%, further lowering operational risks. The company leveraged fiber network and informatization service edges and focused on industrial internet and platform-based services. We enhance our core capabilities in product development, platform support, and marketing services, etc., so as to achieve breakthroughs in innovative business development. IDC, cloud computing, ICT, and video services delivered rapid growth in the year. For Internet of Things, the company focused on Internet of Vehicles, mobile payment, and other key industries. IoT connection reached 43 million. In overseas market, we accelerated IDC and cloud platform deployment and enhanced our expansion capability. As for internet finance, our joint venture, Merchants Union Consumer Finance, had over 20 million registered users, with a loan balance of 18 billion. Non-performing loan ratio stood at 0.8%. For big data, the company maintained a leading position in personal credit ratings and location-based services. Smart Steps, our location-based services joint venture, has contracted with over 40 brand clients and led in urban planning, transportation, commercial site selection solutions in the nation. Faced with intense competition in the broadband market, the company fully leveraged fiber network upgrade to boost high bandwidth products and spurred customer bandwidth upgrades via rich video and application offerings. We also streamlined services and maintenance workflows, enhanced end-to-end network perception, and upgraded our integrated home internet service offerings to drive mutual development. The company's broadband access net revenue was flat year-on-year. Within that, internet private line access revenue grew by 12.9%. The number of broadband subscribers increased by 4% to 75.2 million. 71.2% of which were FTTH subscribers. Smart wall family penetration reached 26.1% of fixed line broadband subscribers. In 2016, the company rolled on industry development trends, stayed efficiency improvement oriented, and transformed its marketing model from the ground up, covering product design, distribution channels, and marketing and customer services. We unleashed big data advantages, collaborated with internet companies to conduct targeted marketing, optimized product offerings to better meet customer needs, and sped up O2O integration and e-commerce operation, driving customer value and satisfaction improvement, more effective targeted marketing, and cost efficiency enhancement. In 2017, the company will strive to achieve turnaround. Our priorities include to focus on the innovative transformation of operating model and speed up scale and efficient business development, to scale up the 2I2C business model and drive the upgrade of 2G to 4G and unleash data value to accelerate 4G business development, to adhere to video-oriented integrated operation and strengthen our service edges to achieve efficient development in broadband services, to focus on platform-based businesses and industrial internet, and strengthen our core capabilities in innovative businesses so as to nurture new revenue growth drivers, to enhance fundamental management, deepen reform in various areas, and to fully raise operating efficiency. Next, I will pass the stage to our CFO, Mr. Li Fushan, to talk about our financial performance. Thank you. Thank you, President. Now, let me present our financial performance in 2016. This table shows our key financial information in 2016. Operating revenue decreased by 1%. Operating costs increased by 2%. Operating profit was down by 75%. I will explain in further details in the following. In 2016, the company increased cost initiatives as appropriate to drive business development. Operating costs rose by 2%. In particular, network costs were 51.2 billion, up by 20.9%. mainly due to higher tower usage fee associated with the change in tower operation model and a larger network scale. Tower usage fee, including related electricity charges, was 19.5 billion. There will be more analysis on towers later. Handset subsidy was 3.1 billion. Selling and marketing costs was 34.6 billion. The two expenses increased by about 8%, mainly because the company increased cost initiatives as appropriate to drive mobile business development. Next, let's look at CAPEX. Under the focus strategy, investment were tilted towards key regions and businesses in 2016. 4G CAPEX was 25.9 billion. Net addition of 4G base station was 340,000, with the total reaching 740,000. We achieved contiguous 4G network coverage in cities and towns nationwide. Fixed line broadband investment was 16.8 billion, and the number of FTTH access ports reached 134 million. In 2017, the company will continue to make focused investment. We plan to add 150,000 4G base stations, accelerate the reduction of 2G, 3G frequency band and capacity to enhance cost efficiency, and orderly deploy LTE at the 900 MHz band. The company's free cash flow significantly improved to 2.5 billion in 2016 due to the service revenue growth and substantial reduction in CAPEX. Meanwhile, because of the absence of FX loss after the repayment of foreign currency debt, finance costs decreased by 27.6% to 5 billion. Next, let's take a look at towers. The company actively take advantage of the towers and cell sites of tower company to accelerate network deployment and save capex, which will enhance our corporate value in the long term. On tower usage fee, we spent 19.5 billion in 2016, up by 16.4 billion year on year. The sharp increase was because tower usage fee was recognized on a full year basis for the first time. The number of towers under use increased with a larger network scale, and tower company adopted higher maintenance standards to better support operators' network operations. However, with the sharing ratio increasing, the sharing discount on tower usage fee is expected to rise gradually in the future. As one of the major shareholders of tower company, we also expect to benefit from tower company's future profit and value enhancement. In 2017, the company will focus on the implementation of focus strategy and strive to enhance quality and efficiency. We will innovate on resources allocation mechanism to improve utilization efficiency. We will deepen centralized treasury management, explore diversified capital deployment, and improve treasury efficiency. We will build more market-oriented budgeting, appraisal, and compensation systems to drive corporate vibrancy. We will also continue to strengthen internal control and audits to prevent risks, striving to enhance shareholder value. This is the end of my presentation. Thank you.